right, welcome back to the Devil Radio Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to us on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Maybe you're catching the live stream, devilradio927.com. Perhaps it's the greatest, self-proclaimed greatest app ever, the Devil Radio app, or the Facebook live stream as well on the Devil's Radio page. All those ways you can connect with our show. Let's get local. We thank our sponsor, Supac and Evolution Financial. Sue, a wonderful guest last week and a great resource and a wonderful person in our community as well. Check her out at evolutionfinplan.com. Our final guest of the day is Mark from Voss Organics, also involved in Latitude real estate, regenerative real estate. So, Mark, you have a lot going on. You have a beautiful background. Welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm really well, Jason. Thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed your interview with Kat just now. Yoga's a big part of my life, too. So it was great to listen in to her interview as well.
So tell us, what are on the video, what are we seeing behind you? Where are you?
Yeah, this is not a virtual screen. I'm here in my hoop house in my backyard on Madison's north side. We have an urban nursery, and we're growing literally tens of thousands of organically grown seedlings here, which we sell at the Northside Farmers Market on Sundays, beginning in May, beginning in April on the square, the Dane County Farmers Market on the square, and all three Willie Street Co-op outlets. So we also love to be at market and make ourselves available for Meet the Farmer Days at the co-op to talk to gardeners and answer their questions about best practices in their garden, how to tend the seedlings, and how to get a bountiful harvest and use their residential real estate, their yards, as a place for health and wellness, regeneration, good food, and being a model to their neighbors as well.
How did you get started in this? Because it seems like you've certainly grown into what it is now, but how did you get started? What's the passion behind it?
Well, I was a Peace Corps volunteer right out of college, and I was an economics major, and grew up in central Illinois. And because I grew up in Illinois, the Peace Corps folks thought that I must have agriculture in my blood. Although, other than helping my dad water his tomato plants in the backyard, I didn't have a lot of agricultural experience. But I worked with farmers to help them with a simple accounting method for their agricultural cooperatives, and they taught me so much about sustainable organic agriculture. And it just got in me. I felt like I wanted to really explore that and also work with young people and teach them about how gratifying and important gardening and agriculture can be in their lives.
I think it's a great mission and something too, as you continue to evolve and grow, like you said, you can pass on. How important is that to you about and how much does that drive you to be able to say, hey, look, this is something that with some basic information, a little training, look what you can do on your own, and then watch the impact that has not just on this person's life, but our whole community.
Yeah, I would say that's central to what I do, Jason. And in fact, I'm just a recently retired high school teacher. And for the last 3 years of my career, I was able to work at Clark Street Community School, the charter school in Middleton, and design and teach and co-teach sustainability and garden-based seminars. So it was a real privilege to do that. And it was a sort of a dream come true as an educator. And when we're at the farmer's market, hawking our wares, if you will, it's really what is most satisfying to me to answer questions that people have. And we actually wrote and received a grant from DATCAP, Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, to create some videos that we can put out to people who buy our seedlings or just anybody that comes across our videos to say, this is what's going on in your in my garden. It's probably going on in your garden too, based on the weather and the conditions. And, you know, these are some things that you can be planting. These are some things that you could be harvesting. These are some potential pests that you're encountering. Here are some ways to celebrate and some solutions for what you might be encountering.
I think that's really valuable, because I know a lot of people that have, you know, started to create gardens on their own or plant, you know, even a garden box, what have you, to do some of their own planting, to grow some food in their backyard, like you're talking about. And then if you struggle or if things don't turn out right, it can be really deflating and you think, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, or I can't do this, or maybe this doesn't work, that doesn't work. So to have a resource like that, where there's you show the successes, you show the reality that sometimes there are failures, and then you also have some guidance on, okay, when this happens, here's some adjustments you can make for a better result. How impactful is that? Because we all, when we're doing something like that, we want to have success, right? And not just have the food to eat, but we want to feel good about our process and have success. So to help give guidance on that, I think is very valuable. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we do have a regular newsletter that goes out that kind of lets people know that not only some tips and tricks, but also there's always an invitation to contact us and ask questions. And we want, you know, COVID created this kind of virtual link that we didn't really have in the in-person exchanges after the sale. And so we created our email list and our website, and we really do invite people to communicate with us and tell us how things are going in their garden. And we really look forward to that back and forth with our customers.
So you're still teaching, right? I mean,
you know, I did retire in June from public school education, but I see what you did there, Jason. I am teaching, and that is a real passion place for me. And, you know, just to sort of put in a plug for Latitude Regenerative Real Estate, which I really see as having real synergy with Voss Organics, because when people, especially buyers, but also sellers, are looking for a place to a new place to call home, we're really developing a regenerative lens about looking at that residential property as a place to steward, a place to express reciprocity with the community and with the land. And I think that it's a really important lens that realtors really owe their customers, to say, what kind of life do you want to have here? What are some energy efficiency aspects that we can implement? How do you want to transform the landscape so that it's an asset to your family, to the neighborhood, to the community, and to the world? And when we sell, or when we help a buyer buy, that's just the beginning of our relationship with them. We want to really be an asset to them and connect them with our ecosystem of service providers, to answer questions along the way, how they can transform their landscape to be a regenerative space.
That's a fantastic approach, and I think really valuable. And I think, you know, as a lot of people look at a new property or making a home purchase, sometimes, you know, a number of people, and me too, I see what's there. I don't always see what could be there. So
yeah,
to have, you know, that type of mindset, or even that guidance, because a lot of people might look at the yard and say, oh, okay, well, this is big enough, or they'll see where trees are located and what the, you know, what the current landscaping is, but they don't necessarily see, oh, well, here's a great spot for this, or here's where this might grow. So to have that resource, I think, is wonderful. And another way you can look at, okay, making that decision of which where do I want to live? What do I want my home and my property to look like?
Yeah, you know, every property has regenerative potential, and that is, that's what I get excited about. It's part of my educational mission and, you know, my passion place. And, you know, it is about the landscape, but it's also about indoor air quality. It's about energy efficiency. It's about connection to neighbors and neighborhood. And all of that is, you know, really us using our agency as as citizens and as people in the culture to make the kind of world we want to live in.
We're talking with Mark Voss, Voss Organics, vossorganics.com, also the regenerative real estate. Mark, tell people quick where how they can connect with you, where they can find you again. For either function, what's the easiest way to reach out to you and find out more?
Yeah, thanks so much. You can reach me at vossorganics.com. There's a place to put in your information in the contact us area. You can also go to chooselatitude.com/Mark Voss, and you can explore the website and see all the cool things that we do in regenerative real estate. And come and see me at the Dane County Farmers Market starting in April. Have a face-to-face with me, see what we have to offer, and ask me questions about your garden and about what is regenerative real estate. It's a really exciting idea to explore.
That is Mark Voss. Check him out again, vossorganics.com, and also a Dane by Local member. You can find him right there on the Dane by Local Marketplace website if you search for Voss Organics. Thanks, Mark, for your time and everything you're doing. I love what you're bringing to the community.
Thanks a million, Jason. Great to talk to you and your listeners.
You too. Have a great rest of your weekend. And everybody, thanks for tuning in here to Let's Get Local again this Saturday. We will catch you next week. Outside the Pizza Box is up in minutes.